The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Sound like my drill sergeant. Good morning, Sovereign Minds!
What was that, mother. Travis?
The mic was running away. I was like, I get my high voice when I get excited.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Oh, good movie. I like the movie.
Actually, I lived that movie. it was the real thing when I heard it. Anyway. Today is Sunday, October 3rd, 2020. My name is Mark Kent, and once again I'm here in the studio with Sovereign Mind Radio. My sister is here in the great state of Jefferson, and she does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy. I don't know why I can't say that today, but I couldn't say it last week or the week before anyway, so let's just move on.
Good morning, and yeah, we're ready to go, I'll tell you what.
Wow.
It's been a busy few days.
It's been a busy week. And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than speeding internet, see, his flow's a little better. I don't know why. It's just the wording, you know.
You know you wrote these yourself.
So. I did.
Thank you, Travis.
Right?
Thank you.
I'm just saying it flows
Yay,
a little better,
Travis.
You know. It's like saving.
Yeah,
shit.
It couldn't
like,
be that he.
No,
wrote
no.
It
you see, you always take
way,
it the
yeah.
wrong way. It's like try to say shave a cedar shingle thin five times. It does
shave a cedar shingle thin.
Yeah, you missed it.
Oh, you missed one.
See, so no matter who wrote that, it's hard to say.
Nice cover up.
No, to cover up my butt. Okay. And the guardian of the magic button of silence, which he's not using at this moment. But
oh, it's ready.
It's ready to go. Drama! I guess we got Cyber Dave in there somewhere, too.
Oh, you already got me. That was the flow off the tip of the tongue before the treetops and shavings and stuff.
Shaver.
Wow.
No, that's hard to do. Shave a cedar shingle thin.
Hey, could you, let's see.
Hey, could you?
The red mic. The red mic's going out.
I know.
Can you switch to the
What the hell's going on over there?
Sorry, guys.
What the hell is going on?
That's okay. The studio's just falling apart.
It really is. If the kids are listening.
Is this special?
It's clobbering
time. Hello.
That's way better. Thank you.
Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. All right. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. The internet's kind of working a little weird today, too. I guess we have guests on today. We have somebody at 11 o'clock.
We have somebody at 10:30.
10:30?
We have Jason Shepherd.
Oh, from Wimken.
Yeah, with Wimken. He has a couple of really big announcements that I think are critical for the times we have ahead. And some of the things that we'll go over probably just before then, or actually during. We'll do that during.
And then we do have a guest at 11, too.
Okay, and I don't know if I can pronounce his name, and I'm not sure if
that's, it's Peter. His name is Peter.
And he's having ideas. All right, and who wrote that?
we'll let him do his name,
I think I have, I have the name right here.
Trzezinski?
Thank you. Now that you've made a mistake, I'll never let you hear the end of it. It's Tyshchenko, I think.
Tyshchenko. Yeah, that might be it. But he's going to be in and talking to us about what it's like and comparing them. He's actually from Russia.
Well,
so,
there you go.
Yeah. So,
okay,
it'll be an interesting program. We have a lot of topics to cover, I guess.
Well,
between that then and now.
There's so many topics to cover that, you know, it's a target-rich environment. There's no question about that. I guess we should talk about the recall a little bit. The recall, there was 6,000 signatures submitted this last week on Leonard Modi.
Thank you, Patriots.
Yeah, I'm thinking that Leonard's got a problem.
Well, we know he's got a problem. Now he's got a real problem.
I can't even say how much I can't stand that rat bastard. I think I just did say that. I don't really have any feelings over the rest of the board. I like Patrick Jones, obviously, Les Baugh, Chimente, Rickards, but I really don't like Leonard Modi because he is a wolf. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing. He pretends to be something other than he is. He intimidates people. He uses his office to do things that he shouldn't do that are illegal.
Very arrogant.
Looks out for himself while other people's homes are burning down.
That's
just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
He's arrogant. He's dismissive. He has got to go. If there was one target of this recall, I would have been walking around on bloody stumps to go door to door to get enough signatures for this guy. That's how I feel about it.
Well, I think the community in Holmes feel that way because there's a lot of Patriots knocking on doors, sitting at tables, gathering signatures, and we got well over the amount that is needed for the recall.
Yes, and given a little more time, we would have probably got the rest of them done, too. It was a rough summer. I'll tell you what, we learned a lot of things this year. And we built an organization that is worth more than the price of admission. We now have a ground game with troops that will take their marching orders to get stuff done, to have a political organization and be a political activist, even though I hate that term, to get things done.
I don't. And you know what? This is the thing that people need to understand. They have a controlled media all the way across this country. Anytime you try to stand up against it, you will be belittled. They'll say how your movement will not have any effort.
It will fail. Mangus. I'm sorry. He sits there and goes, he just narratives everything. It was all about them following the orders from the governor. That's why we had a recall.
Yeah.
No, that's not why we had a recall. That's your little talking point line to make it seem like, we were going after these guys for following the law, which is complete
BS. It is.
And we went after them for a lot more than that. And the fact that they spin it so much. They spun everything. They lied about everything. Yeah. They talked about why we were going after them. I mean, they didn't say the truth. They used their snippets. They sound bites. They cut everything out that was of importance. They make us look like a bunch of rabble, uneducated, unwashed.
Well, yeah. What they did was point fingers at us at saying we were doing this and we were doing that, when in actuality that's what they were doing. Not us.
Yeah, it was all about, money laundering, illegal activities, under investigation. The only one that's been investigated this whole time and found guilty has been Leonard Modi.
Well, and my point to all this, across even the entire country, what we see right now is we have a completely unfair political system all the way across the country. You can be a liberal leftist activist that's walking the streets in one of these big cities, and in 2 hours you can knock 500 doors. However, you come out to the rural areas where you're actually going to get the votes from people who are conservative and people who want to be able to keep their guns to protect their livestock from wild animals, and in 2 hours of walking or driving or anything else that you're going to do, you're going to get 30 to 40 people. We need to seriously wake people up. They're redrawing the lines right now. They're redrawing the district lines to decide who is going to be able to be in these areas. And the way they're trying to draw these lines is the same way they did 10 years ago, and that is to their advantage to make it you can't win.
Now you're talking about the supervisors.
Well, I'm talking about overall across the board, but people okay. need to understand that you have to start getting active in this. This whole idea of being a political activist, it starts here. It starts here locally. It starts here at the grassroots level, and then it can spread out from there. But if we can't take our city, God forbid you think you're going to take the presidency or going to take the governorship from them. I mean, seriously, we need to start getting together and start mobilizing like we've been doing, and we need to keep this momentum going.
Oh, absolutely. We need to get involved with each other. Go ahead.
I was going
to
say, and I see it happening. Have you seen where other board of supervisors have lawsuits against the government?
I think the movement is much larger than anybody believes because mm-hmm. they have shut us down. They've blacked us out. They've done – and this is across the board because all the stations are owned by the same guys. And this goes right back to the Federal Reserve. And I'm going to do an expose today on this tomorrow, and I'm not going to get into it today. But it goes back into Lenin said that having a central bank was 90% of the way to communism. And it's because you have counterfeiting going on, but I'm not going to go any farther than
that. And I want to add to what I just said, too. I just went to Utah and came back, and you'd be surprised how many people are on the same page. And they're from different areas. I mean, I met people from Australia, Brazil, I mean, all over the place. And they are American citizens now, and they are on the same page. I mean, there's a lot more people out there that are standing up and realize what is going on.
And the lies are starting to come unwound by people that are understanding. It's like, you know, this whole vaccine push and all of that. You know, oh, gee, the only one, you have to get vaccinated. And I got a little clip we can play if we have time. If not, we will be on Mountaintop Media tomorrow.
At
10:30. And I'll be able to play all these clips where you can see them as well.
I also have the ingredients that one of our listeners sent to me of the vaccines that at some point I would like to go over.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, just so you know, whoever it was that sent it to me, I didn't forget you. We will be going over it. There's just so much information to do.
Well, and, you know? The fact is that they've weaponized the science because it's not science. They don't use science. If you point out science, like, what about the Israeli study? They don't even, you know. So it's all about being a lockstep lemming for the government. That's what these guys are. Is lemmings, any lie that they tell, they will parrot.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's pretty funny. There was one that we can't actually play on air due to profanities, but look up The Experts Agree. And there is a little clip that a guy put together, and he's like, all the experts agree. And there's one guy that's like, well, actually, I'm an expert. And the guy goes over and punches him in the face. He goes, see, we all agree. And he goes, no, I'm an expert. And I have a few things that I disagree on. The guy takes out a baseball bat and starts beating him. And by the end of it, he's all bloodied up. And he's been through the ringer. And he's like, see, all the experts agree, don't we?
I agree. That's so true.
Yeah. And while you're doing that, would you mention Mountaintop Media tomorrow?
Yes.
We're on at 10:30. Remember, you can call into the show now, and the number is 255-8063.
Yeah, I'm having a little internet connection.
How's
problems.
That going, by the way?
You mean our podcast?
Yeah.
It's going really good.
Awesome.
It's really coming along. We're, you know, it's taken little baby steps, but we're getting there with it. We're like on our sixth episode, I believe. And so,
one of the things I do want to talk about here, and I'm kind of bringing up a bunch of YouTubes that, you know, I had punched up here that weren't connecting to the internet. But Arizona. Okay, so Arizona did get a report filed from the ninjas, the cyber ninjas, that basically say that Biden did lose the election. At least by those counts, and there might be more things that are going to come out of this. Trump is saying he wants the election decertified. It's going into other states. What will happen? I don't know. I'm just kind of reporting some stuff here. But I do have a clip here. Arizona audit volunteers reveal findings. Disturbing election irregularities discovered. I've got that keyed up. I've also got Jesse Waters, which I'm not a big fan of Fox, is coming out with stuff saying, and I think that they're probably defending Fox at this point because people have lost interest in Fox because Fox has been going to the dark side for a long time with the narrative, and now they're starting to come out maybe to protect themselves because they can see they can't stem the tide of the narrative, of the truth.
You know, a long time people were really plugged into Fox, and they most certainly, like you said, that fell off, and they can see the impact that it's having with the people. So we have a caller. Do we want to go to the caller? Do you want to do a clip? What do you want
to
do?
No, go to the caller, and then I'll come back, and I'll have the clip all
keyed up. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I was at a meeting the other evening, and I heard that the water system out at the veterans' home is totally discouraging. Sometimes you get hot water out of cold. You have to run the cold 10 minutes before you can get any warm. And it sounds like that people are not taking care of the veterans out there relative to that trying to get the different systems to work right. I don't think it should be dramatically hard to make the water system work like it's supposed to when you want to shave or when you want to wash your hands or you want to have a cold drink.
I agree. I understand who's on the phone now. It's Commander Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
The water out there at the veterans' home has been a problem since they built it. It started out when they first built it. They had what they called blue water, and they were unable to use it at that time, and that's been corrected as far as I know. Now they have another issue with it. And I'm having people look into it. I'm glad you brought it up. But we are starting to get a hold of different people to see what can be done because I guess it's gone to the state like everything, and, of course, the state is dragging their heels and responding.
Well, and it's just more than that area. It's not just the veterans' home. There's other areas here, too, that are getting a brown water and all kinds of stuff that they're having a problem with. And, you know, we know we're in a drought, but these guys have mismanaged our the Bureau of Reclamation has mismanaged our water storage so bad. I mean, I was out at Shasta Lake yesterday in Jones Valley. And you couldn't even get to the lake. You have to drive to the lake off the road now. I don't even know how far the water was.
Oh, really?
It's that bad. So our water tables, our aquifer is all in trouble because of the mismanagement of the state and the Bureau of Reclamation.
And that's the biggest thing. It's not so much the drought, from my understanding, and the more research you do, that it is actually the mismanagement.
Right.
That must be an interesting way to take a shower when you don't know what's coming out of the tap, cold, hot, or what. All of a sudden, you're getting froze or you're getting scalded.
Yeah.
I think some of our elected officials and the people that run the veterans' home at the state level should, if they don't know about this, they should be advised. And if they do know about it, damn it, it ought to be fixed.
Well, part of the problem is that these guys at the state levels are a bunch of Democrats in general.
Amen.
A lot of them. And what they don't care, they don't care about the veterans. They don't care. What they care about is the Delta fish. And they don't even care about that. What they care about is taking control and money of everything. And if that means squeezing everybody out to stack and pack homes down in some city, you know, where you can be controlled and do what you're told, that's what this is about.
But they also don't give a damn about this country and taking the finest country in the world and turning it into something that I'm glad I'm the age I am that I don't have to see it. And thanks for you guys, and take care. Have a better Sunday.
All right. You too. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
It's true, and you know, I was going to say too about the Republicans as well, because they've gone along with this program in a lot of ways. I mean, why do we have Dominion voting systems? Why do we have this? Why do we have that? You know, we need firebrands up there, Patrick Henrys, that are going to go up there and start throwing monkey wrenches into every little thing, because this isn't about politics anymore.
No,
we're way past politics.
Yeah.
You know, this is into there are enemies. These are insurrectionists who are trying to overthrow our government.
Well, and this is hate. It's baseless hate that's been going on now for 2 years, And what we see, like you said, this is not politics right now. Democrats vote against bill requiring COVID tests for illegal migrants before their release. So once again, we're going to have all of our Border Patrol agents who are vaccinated, and if not, they'll get kicked out and not be able to be Border Patrol anymore. We're making up all of these fake stories about them whipping people and stuff like that, which is verifiably false and debunked, and yet we have our president that goes on live TV and says how they're very disappointed and they're looking into it and all the rest of these things, shifting the narrative, making it look like these guys who are down there risking their lives on the line are the bad guys.
Well, let me play this clip, because this is from J.P. Sears, and this is, you could take this clip and expand it to just about every area of politics now about the people that are trying to implement policies that aren't really designed to do what they're saying they are trying to do. They're designed to get you in compliance, to make you obey. Okay, so here we go. This is about why life jackets should be mandatory.
Here to do a little swimming. You gotta wear a life jacket or else you can't come in. No, I'm good. Thank you, though. Life jackets are mandatory.
Mandatory to wear a life jacket when you swim?
And when you're not swimming, too.
Why?
Cases of people getting wet are going through the roof. It's a scary time. Put it on.
But that doesn't mean they're drowning.
People get wet every day. It's part of life. 0.0000182% of all people drown each year. That's practically everybody. So put on a life jacket.
That doesn't make any logical sense.
I'm not putting one on. I know how to swim. I've had swimming lessons.
Oh, swimming lessons? You think those exist?
So what, you just think your body has this natural ability to traverse through water in a way that keeps your head up so you can still breathe?
Yeah, it's called swimming.
Never heard of it. Flotation devices are backed by science. You don't believe in science?
I do. It's just, I know how to swim.
You're kind of being racist right now.
What?
Look how his life jacket is keeping him from drowning.
He's just standing in shallow water.
Put a life jacket on now. You're putting everyone at risk of drowning.
How am I putting everyone at risk?
Their life jackets won't work unless you have one on.
Does his life jacket work?
Yes, very well.
Then why would he need me to wear a life jacket when his life jacket already works?
We have to protect the protected swimmers from the unprotected swimmers.
But aren't they already protected?
Yes. Very well protected.
So they should be fine.
They would be, except they're not very well protected because of you. Look, you gotta put one on or you can't go in.
This feels creepy. So, where would I get one?
Oh, I'm selling them right here.
You're selling life jackets?
Yes, of course.
So you're demanding that everyone wear a life jacket while you are selling life jackets?
Yes, for their protection.
And they have to buy the life jacket from you?
Indeed.
Don't you think that's a conflict of interest?
No conflict of interest that I can think of.
How much money have you made this year from life jackets?
$27 billion.
Seems like you're more interested in making money than keeping people safe from a...
You're an anti-science, anti-life jacket, climate change denier. With cases of people getting wet going through the roof, I'm going to need you to buy a life jacket from me and put it on. Or else you'll never have access to swimming pools, showers, rain, or drinking water ever again. You're treating me like I'm the enemy. If you're concerned with people drowning, shouldn't you be treating water like it's the danger instead of treating me like I'm the danger?
Your body's made up of 70% water, so you're basically a ticking time bomb. Put one on.
Buddy, you are the last person I'd want to take direction from. You're so pushy, it's creeping me out. You're like the Harvey Weinstein of lifeguards.
Thank you.
But look, just today a man up the road died from drowning in a head-on collision car accident because he wasn't wearing his life jacket.
Wouldn't he have died from the car accident?
A bottle of water was found in the car. Counts as a water death.
That doesn't make any sense.
God works in mysterious ways, and there is no God, so you'll need to obey me.
Oh my God, he's drowning! Help him!
Sir, please get out of the pool and put this life jacket on.
He can't get out, he's drowning! Grab the edge of the pool. It's right behind you. Just reach for it.
No. It's not an approved method of protection against drowning. It's quite dangerous, actually.
Just grab the edge.
Do not do that. It's unapproved.
For God's sake, just grab the edge.
Could we censor him, please? For your protection, do not grab the edge.
Help him. You're lifeguard.
Okay, I will. You should have put a life jacket on while you still had the chance. You're kind of getting what you deserve.
Look what you did to him, you monster.
This never would have happened if you had a life jacket on.
Now put a life jacket on.
Okay. Now that you're fully protected, enjoy your swim.
I'll need to see proof that you're wearing a life jacket. Show me your papers.
So he puts on a hat that says, I will not comply. And that's really where we're at here. It really is. I mean, I don't care what these people have to say anymore. It's all BS. It's all crap. This is all sophistry. Using a plausible but fallacious argument. A plausible but misleading or fallacious argument. This is the definition of sophistry. Methods of teaching doctrines and practicing in Greek sophists. Okay. In other words, it's all BS. It's all a fallacious argument. Attorneys use this a lot of time to win cases. Even though none of what they're saying is true. None of what they're saying it makes sense. None of what they're saying has science behind it. And that's what these guys are all doing. You know, if you don't agree with them, you're a denier. It's about rights. It's about, it's not about your rights. It's about the right to control you. You know, it's about everything, calling you names, shaming you, you know, making you feel bad, anything they can to make you do what you are told.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yep.
And that's what this is all about.
Okay. We have Jason on the line. So hold the line, Jason. We need to go to a break. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is our last stand. Now we win this fight. Steady sovereign soldiers, ready through the night. We the people awaken, defending what's just and right. Fortified now freedom, one voice for the light. Hold the line, hold on, hold the line, be strong, until you hear the victory song, bringing in the break of dawn.
Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Lately, USA is getting scarier. Half of the Americans I see all hate America. They hate the cops doing their best to take care of us and kneel for the flag and salt the soldiers that we're burying. I'm tired of the fishing and complaining. Why you living in America if all you do is hate it?
You think it's brave to take a stand against the nation? Real bravery is dying for the right so you can say it. Dear America, what happened to Americans? Apparently no one's aware or cares that it's embarrassing. It's arrogance. Our greatest enemy was always slavery and terrorists, and now it's people in the country trying to burn the heritage. I can't help it, I just seem to see the world different. It ain't Republicans or liberals, it's mental illness. The internet is only interested in left opinions. Cancel culture's got more power lately than the First Amendment. If you don't like it, leave. We will not defund Belize. We don't want no riots in our neighborhoods or in the streets. We respect freedom of speech, we protect what we believe. We don't want nobody dead, so please do not tread on me. In America, there's freedom ain't free. In America, got soldiers dying overseas. So America, my America, I won't hesitate to take a knee.
Our freedom ain't the reason you can disrespect our flag. If my stars and stripes offend you, then I'll help you pack your bags.
America. Sovereign Minds, that's in the latest from Tom McDonald there. Good stuff. Guy's right on it. But, you know, we're getting back to the real deal here is that these have, the people on the left that are pushing these agendas have no credibility anymore at all. There's no even reason to talk to them. You're never going to change their mind. It's like standing in a crowd of lemmings running off the cliff going the other direction and trying to stop them from killing themselves. You're the idiot as far as they're concerned as they run off the cliff. And so there's no reasoning with them. There's no talking to them. We just have to do what we're going to do. We have to get rid of them in the positions of power so we can take back the government and have some common sense. Get back to the Constitution. Get back to the rule of law. And it's going to take a lot of people to get together and stop fighting amongst themselves and start concentrating on the real problem. It's not climate change. It's not all this other crap that they've been pushing. You know, the vaccines are a Trojan horse for a takeover. There's no question about it. I mean, anybody, you look at the science, you look at the natural immunity, you look at the studies, you know, you got to get vaxxed. Yeah. Well, if you look at the fact that everybody who's getting vaxxed is starting to get sick.
Right.
You know, and the vaccine is actually spreading the disease.
And you're not considered vaccinated now in
and 14
Israel and a bunch of other places unless you have all the boosters. And it's soon. I mean,
it's all baloney. It's all baloney. It's really all baloney.
And I just want to. We do have a caller. We've got Jason. But before, I just want to say it's not just the Democrats.
No.
It's the government in general.
People are being shamed into positions as well. You know,
exactly.
So
with
anyway.
That, we've got Jason on the line from Wincan. You want to go ahead and introduce him?
I will. So many of you guys will remember that we've had Jason on before, and he's one of the few people that I've seen out there that are actually sticking to his guns, keeping to his word, and providing a platform that is free and open to the public to be able to share and create ideas and get things out there. Jason, how's it going this morning?
Good morning, Dave. How are you guys doing?
Doing
good.
Awesome, aside from everything else that's in the news.
Yeah. Just got to keep plugging along and don't let it get you down.
So, Jason, there is something that is incredibly pressing that is taking place right now. And before we go into what you told me this week, I want people to listen to this short piece from Tucker and what is awaiting us here in the very near future.
Okay, you guys ready?
Sure.
Named after some subterranean vermal in the House of Representatives, inserted what turned out to be a remarkable provision into the so-called budget reconciliation bill. Almost nobody outside the Congress noticed it was there, and that's really not surprising. The bill is one of the biggest in all of human history. It's nearly 2,500 pages long. It spends $3.5 trillion. Where does that money come from? Well, it was just newly printed by the Federal Reserve for the occasion. The provision in question was hidden on page 168 of that bill. And here's what it says. Going forward, the federal government will bankrupt any company that refuses to comply with Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. So do you have an unvaccinated worker in your office? The fine for that will be $700,000 payable to the U.S. Treasury for each and every one of those workers. Even by the standards of Washington, that is a lot of money. Here's a comparison. In June, the federal government penalized a chemical company in West Virginia after its plant exploded, killing an employee and sending two others to the hospital. The fine in that case, $12,288. So there you have it, written out in black and white, the moral priorities of the Democratic Party. Killing people in chemical plants is bad. It's about $12,000 bad. But failing to get a Joe Biden-mandated COVID vaccine, even if you've already recovered from COVID and have natural immunity that is more powerful than any shot, that's much, much worse. How much worse? It is 58 times worse than killing people in a chemical plant explosion. Democrats did the math on that, and they wrote it down. This whole approach, if you take three steps back to COVID, is a little weird when you think about it. If you really wanted to protect the public, the American people, from this virus, the first thing you would do is encourage them to be healthy, meaning get off your phone, get outside, spend some time in nature, maybe lose some weight. That's meaningful. That all works. We know it for a fact. It's science. And then people with higher risk factors, like older people, people with pre-existing medical problems, would probably want to get the vaccine. Definitely worth it for them. They should. Everyone else could look at the numbers and assess. They could choose for themselves, as they do with every other medical decision. The federal government is not requiring you to get surgery for prostate cancer if you get it. No, you get to decide. So,
okay.
Well, it's like we just said, this is a takeover. Mm-hmm. That's all this is. It's pure and simple.
And so what we're seeing right now is we already have the FBI, the CIA, we have our military, our National Guard, we have all of the rest of the people within government who are now making the choice, follow along with unlawful edicts or lose your job, which means you're left with a whole bunch of cronies that are in the top places of power that are already illegitimate to begin with. But what's important on this is, Jason, you had an announcement to make about an extension that you were making to Wimkin for such a time as these.
Yes, Dave. So we actually launched another platform. It plays on the Wimkin name, of course. It's actually called Wimkin. It's W-I-M-K-E-D-I-N. If you think of Winkedin, just like you're winking your eye, it's just instead of an N, it's an M. But, we've seen it. I mean, obviously, all of us have seen this. This is what we do for a living. But, we've noticed that conservatives are, not getting specific jobs, not just because of vaccine mandates or anything, but just their stances. And, most of the bigger companies that we deal with in our, the United States and in the world, they are liberal companies. They're funding, obviously, big tech's a part of it. Liberal politics, Democratics. Super PACs, these are all the individuals that, build up that type of a takeover that you're talking about. So we launched, I think it's been 72 hours now, we launched a new platform, and it's geared for, it's basically a LinkedIn, but it's not the right time for this, but it's essentially a professional networking site for conservatives only. We're going to vet individuals who come on there, we're going to vet companies, and the companies that are not requiring vaccines, they can post, jobs for free. Individuals can come on there. They can put their resumes on there for free. And it's just another, extension of our free speech platform. But at the same time, it's a great service for, conservatives to stick together, because right now we need strength in numbers more than any time in history.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing right now that's starting to transpire all across the country is we really are seeing two factions. I mean, you look at it right now, we already... Look at it this way. You already have a secession of New York. You have a secession already based upon what they've done with these vaccine mandates and with what they've done over there to where you can't enter any of these buildings.
Yeah, California.
Same with many places in California. You already have these places that are seceding, and with what they're pushing right now, any company over 100 employees, from what I had seen on page 168 of the Build Back Better bill, that they're coming out with, the minimum that is going to be on this if you are unvaccinated and you're willfully unvaccinated is $70,000. If it is willful and you are repeating it and doing it over and over again,
$700,000.
And that's going to bankrupt businesses. And we're going to once again see all these small businesses and everybody that wants to stand on principle.
Well, it's going to be about noncompliance, though. I mean, the real deal is that if you can't let them do it. you're not going to let them do it. You're not going to pay the fine. You're going to not comply with the fine, which means that as long as you're staying in the Federal Reserve system and the banking system, then you don't have much ability to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons that the communists, you know, Lenin said that 90% of the way to communism is through a central bank, and that's what this is about, because if you can take over the means of credit and banking, then you can take over. So that's where we're headed, is we're headed to a default on this whole banking system, and people are going to have to basically give them the finger and saying we're not doing it.
Well, and that's the thing. But in the meantime, we're going to end up seeing OSHA overseeing this, and they're going to be trying to put people out of business, and we will see businesses that will close from taking a stand. But you know what? It's a stand that has to be made. Yeah, it's a stand that employees have to make.
It's kind of like the medical profession now. It's at the point now where you got to, if they're going to give you the option of taking the vax or quitting your job or getting fired, then you don't have a choice, because when you understand the ramifications of getting vaxxed, and you understand how dangerous it is, you know, you might live, you might not, you might have an adverse reaction. You don't have a choice.
We don't know at the end of the day. So, Jason, what other updates do you have to share with us on the platform?
Well, okay, so if I could just touch on that for 1 second, guys. I mean, I'm in a liberal area in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's only two parts of Pennsylvania that are actually, you know, really that apparently go blue. I still don't believe my state went blue, but so I'm in a state where, you know, and so are you guys, obviously. You're probably in the most liberal state. New York might run you there a little bit. But so if you're already in an area like this, guys, and like where you're at, if you are in a liberal area and you're a conservative business, you're already getting shut down in, you know, one way or the other. You know, the liberal individuals aren't coming there. You can have the best pizza in the world. They just won't come because you're not vaccinated or you're not fit. So you already have that set against you.
Let me correct something just before you go on, Jason, just so there's no misconceptions. We are in the far northern California region, which is primarily conservative, which is not the Bay Area.
I California as a whole.
I'm saying up here, there's been, and I need to clarify this, there's been a lot of businesses that didn't shut down, won't shut down, mm-hmm. and you can't make them shut down because they have formed a militia that might defend themselves from the people that are trying to shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have that here too. But then you get slammed in the newspapers, and then you get the death threats, and you get the threats of forceful shutdowns. But my whole point was this: $700,000 for one employee. I mean, obviously, companies that are 100 and above are going to make that type of money, but most small businesses don't even touch anywhere near that. So, to me, this is more egregious than actually pushing shutdowns.
Ridiculous.
This is something that's going to cripple. So. But I'm sorry for going off on that. I thought that was a really good topic right there.
Well, it kind of gets my blood boiling, too, because at the same time, we're looking around us. You know, it might come to blood if these guys don't stop it.
Well, and I'm appalled at just how few people have actually stood on principle. And it's actually better in the medical industry. It's better with a lot of police departments. But as far as just the standard, everyday, run-of-the-mill guys.
I totally fundamentally disagree with you on this one. We always have.
Well,
but when you look across when you look across the board at how many people stood up in this last election, 80 million, the most voted for Trump in history, and most of them are patriots. Now, are they all going to stand up and try to fight it out in the parking lot? No. But I'm telling you, the odds are much more in our favor than we're being led to believe by the mainstream media. They want you to believe your numbers are real low because they want you to believe that there's no hope. They want you to believe that you have to do what you're told. And I'm saying it ain't happening. I'm telling you, across the board, America is waking up.
I just want to add to that because you know, you've got the people standing up, whether it's against the vaccines, it's the homeschoolers, it's the educational system. You've got a lot of different facets of this whole problem that people are standing up. You can't get into private school. You can't do this because people are migrating
out of
the government. Mm-hmm. Reaches and
1.1 million people just got out of the public school this last week.
Yep.
So.
Well, and I think a lot of it, too, has to do with the areas where people are conditioning. So to my original point, you have the airlines. Most of these airlines that started requiring the vax mandate, we had less than 2% of people that quit out of those places. But they're also super well conditioned to shut up and do what you're told between the TSA and everything else.
Right.
And this is where all of this is leading. As you end up getting more and more conditioned, this goes further and further down. Do you honestly think it stops with a vaccine or a booster? Does anybody think that at this point?
No.
You're going to be wearing a mask till the day you freaking die.
Well, and getting a booster every other week till you die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's that bad.
We do have a caller on the line. We do have Dar. Are you there, Dar? Dar? Hello? You're on the air, Dar. Turn your radio down, Dar.
Well,
we only
have
a few
move
minutes.
On. Yeah,
we can't. Only have a few minutes with Jason.
Hi, Dar. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
You're on the air. We're going to cut you off here in a second.
Okay, well, no, I got you. I just was listening to you, and I heard...
You need to shut your radio off when you're on the phone.
Okay, well, just a minute.
Yeah, we only have Jason for a few minutes, and we have other guests, so...
It's not going to take long. All I want to say is I've been listening to you this morning, and there's something I read this week. I just wanted to read it to you. It's what Samuel Adams said, and he said, if ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest levels at seats of government, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. And I think that's pretty appropriate right now.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, Dar.
Thanks for calling in, and we didn't want to push you, but we're kind of only have a short period of time here.
So, once again, Jason Shepard with Wimkin on the line, and now he has Wimkeed in. So, Wimkeedin. And .com, that is a professional networking job and candidate search for conservatives. So we're going through a time right here to where very soon we're going to see people losing their jobs en masse, companies that are not going to be able to operate within compliance. Already what we've seen is we've seen that there are businesses and hospitals and truckers that are being replaced by the National Guard because so many of them have quit. We have as many as a third of hospital staff right now in a lot of places that are being replaced by National Guard because they are not going to inject themselves with something that long-term testing on isn't even going to be done until 2026. And right now, at every turn we have information that is coming out that flies in the face of everything they've been telling us. Why is it in these places that are 80-plus percent vaccinated, why are we seeing death rates more than 120% past what they were the previous year at 100%? Why are we seeing that if the vaccinations are working? Why are we seeing that there is cases of asymptomatic spread of the people that are vaccinated at 600 and 900% more than otherwise? Why, when you have deaths and then around about 436 deaths for children since the start of this pandemic, why are we going to vaccinate every child between the ages of 0 and 17 for a virus that has killed in totality less than 500 since the beginning?
Well, and the vaccines have actually killed more than the virus as far as the kids go. I have a clip here from OAN about the ivermectin. I don't know if we'll have time to play it, but it illustrates the fact that anybody who has anything that other than the vaccine that relieves the symptoms or cures you or takes care of the problem, they blackball it. They badmouth it. They ivermectin is a horse pill. You know, I found this out in this clip. It was developed for people to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it was a Nobel Prize-winning drug, and now all of a sudden it's horse medicine. It's the same thing they do with absolutely every other framing device.
Well, it was developed for people to begin with, and then it went to horses and animals later on, which is just completely flies in the face of the narrative.
And you've got to wonder what their real agenda is now that we have National Guard moving in. I'm sorry, guys, taking these position of nurses and doctors or whatever, that they're not going to keep pushing different things. What's going to be the next thing? I'm sorry. You know?
Well, that's the thing that everybody needs to be questioning. I mean, when you are so hell-bent on ignoring what the public wants.
Right.
Most people are not in favor of a mandate of any way, shape, or form. People understand bodily autonomy. The moment you start taking that away for a virus that for people under the age of 40 has a 99.9% of survival rate, you've lost the game.
Most definitely.
We're a nation of people that consent to be governed. We can revoke that consent. These people that are in power, they work for us, not the other way around. They should be in fear of losing their job, not the other way around.
I think they should be in fear of losing more than their job.
I think that's
where we're headed because, maybe it is time for the second American Revolution. Why else do they think they're trying to brand us all as terrorists, through the Patriot Act? Right. Nobody's buying it anymore. You know, it's all about them. Go ahead, Jason.
Real quick, it's hilarious to me that, you know, you have the federal government requiring this mandate for the vaccine to all the, you know, the federal employees, except for the only ones that come to your house on a daily basis and touch your mail.
Right. but it's so bad.
How ironic that is. It's for your, you know, what, first of all, there's healthcare is a choice. We're not getting that choice. And then the individuals who carry mail and literally the only ones that walk up to your porch on a daily basis or walk up to your door or hand you something off with, you know, their germs all over it, they don't have to get vaccinated. It's like they don't work side by side in warehouses stacking mail.
Right.
Yeah. It's just out of this world.
Well, they lie about everything. It's like, oh, yeah, it's now the whole school thing as well. They've been mandating vaccines forever. Yeah, maybe, but then you forgot to mention the fact that this is not a vaccine. It's an experiment. It has no clinical trials, hasn't been approved by the FDA. And, you know, we're in the middle of this experiment. That's different than a vaccine that has gone through the process of seeing if it's safe and effective.
Doggone. On it, Mark, don't you know that they can change the definition of words in the dictionary?
I was just going to say that, and they changed
literally. Vitamin C is a vaccine now. When you look up the definition of vaccine, give me a break. Get with the times.
All right, so I got to play this ivermectin thing because it's really well done. Okay. We got about 5 minutes here. So here we go. This is from O-N-E, American.
Ivermectin is getting a pretty bad rap here in the United States. All over the Western world, really. And to be fair, that's probably for a good reason. I mean, it was developed in the 80s specifically for humans and was later found to be effective for treating animals as well, has been used safely for decades, has no known drug interactions, revolutionized healthcare in Africa and has saved millions of lives, won a Nobel Prize for its success treating humans in 2015, and is on the WHO's list of the safest, most effective medicines in the entire world. But sure, just repeat the leftist talking point, it's horse dewormer. The problem, as we've discussed, is that ivermectin is cheap and widely available, and it won't make Pfizer or Moderna $60 billion a year like selling the investigational vaccine will. But is there any evidence that it actually works to treat the coronavirus? Actually, yes, quite a lot, in fact. In India, in the state of Uttar Pradesh, which has a population of 240 million people, the government has been widely promoting the use of ivermectin to treat Wuhan virus patients. And instead of headlines reporting thousands and millions of deaths from deadly horse medicine, state leaders have just declared that Uttar Pradesh is now officially COVID-free. A region with nearly as many people as the entire United States is totally COVID-free. And the recovery rate in India, which no one in America seems to be talking about either, is 98.7%. So let's compare for a moment, because we might be able to make an important discovery here for public health. In India's state of Uttar Pradesh, just 5.8% of the population are fully vaccinated. In the United States, nearly 60% of Americans are fully vaccinated. In India's state, the rate of COVID positivity is 0.01%. In the United States, it's 7.6%. In India, they have 199 active COVID cases. In the U.S., we have nearly 130,000 new cases as of September 30th, and an average of more than 112,000 cases in just the last 7 days. And in India, they're widely promoting the use of ivermectin to treat the China virus. In the United States, doctors will lose their medical license if they prescribe ivermectin, and our top so-called medical professionals dismiss the drug as nothing more than dewormer for barnyard animals. Do you see a connection here? And it's worth pointing out that Uttar Pradesh is India's most highly populated state, where people are densely packed together, much more so than here in the U.S., and it's impossible to practice proper social COVID distancing. So what does all this tell us? That maybe, just maybe, There's something to the claims that ivermectin can and does work against the coronavirus. But no, instead, you have the high prophet of pharma, the good doctor, Anthony Fauci, condemning it, and even major news outlets running fake stories about how 70% of Mississippi's poison control calls are for people taking ivermectin. That story turned out to be totally false. Never happened. And the AP had to find a way to take their massive, jackbooted foot out of their mealy mouths and retract the story. Rather than saving lives, the political, medical, and media establishment are promoting false stories about a safe drug, claiming it will kill you, and instead promoting an untested, unproven drug that actually is killing young, healthy people with no underlying conditions, like 13-year-old Jacob Klinik.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Trump wants back on Twitter and is asking a federal judge to make it happen. Mr. Trump's attorneys have filed a motion in Miami federal court for a preliminary injunction against Twitter and its CEO Jack Dorsey, who pulled the president off back in January. The motion says Twitter is censoring Mr. Trump and violating his First Amendment rights. A bomb went off this morning outside a mosque in the Afghan capital.
In the aftermath of the blast, a Taliban spokesman said a number of civilians had died from the explosion. The bomb targeted a mosque where a memorial service for the mother of Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid was underway. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. However, since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan in August, Islamic State group attacks have increased. The rise has raised the possibility of a wider conflict between the two extremist groups as the Islamic State considers the Taliban as an enemy. I'm Karen Chamas.
Three more U.S.-based airlines will require employees to be vaccinated.
American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue are joining United Airlines in compliance with the Biden administration's vaccination mandate. The airline companies say they qualify as government contractors because they provide special flights, cargo hauling, and other services for the government. The president has ordered federal contractors to require employees get COVID-19 shots. Southwest Airlines is under pressure from its pilots not to require vaccinations, but to instead offer options, including testing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Chinese military flew 16 warplanes over waters south of Taiwan today as the U.S. expressed concern about what it calls China's, quote, provocative military action near the self-governing island that China claims. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Lumber futures are way up, and you know what that means, higher prices.
If you're planning to build something, expect to pay more now that lumber prices are on the rise again. One pricing tracker says lumber futures have risen 40% in the past month, sending shockwaves through builders and contractors working on new homes.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. A small private plane carrying six passengers and a crew of two crashed today into a vacant two-story office building in a Milan suburb, and Italian news reports say all aboard perished. Firefighters tweeted that no one other than those aboard were involved in the early afternoon crash near a subway station in San Donato, Milanese. It's a small town near Milan. They say several cars in a nearby parking lot were set ablaze, but apparently the vehicles were unoccupied at the time. Thick smoke was seen rising from the scene for miles away. News and analysis at townhall.com. A couple of Republican lawmakers are awaiting answers from Defense Secretary Austin about the case of an outspoken Marine jailed after questioning the handling of the Afghan withdrawal.
Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller was sent to the brig shortly after releasing a video demanding accountability from the military leadership. Two House Republicans, James Comer of Kentucky and Nancy Mace of South Carolina, have penned a letter to Austin. They note that Scheller has not been charged in a formal court-martial and express concern that he will likely face charges as part of a politically motivated investigation. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 3rd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including rock and roll icon Chubby Checker. He is 80 years old today. Baseball Hall of Famer Dave Winfield has 70 candles on his cake. Actor Clive Owen is 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Mind Radio, we're back. Don't know. We got cut off because we were trying to get a lot of information out there, and we wanted to get as much of that report from OAN to you as we possibly could, because it's very important. You're starting to see and realize, if you haven't already, that this is a big lie. This is a takeover. This isn't about protecting us from a virus. This is about taking control of our government. And once you see that, you don't need to pay attention to these idiots out that are, that are trying to shame you or tell you things that aren't true just so that they can make you feel bad and get in compliance. When the real deal is, we need to get out of compliance. We need to not do what these guys are asking us to do. And we need to take control of our government and take it back. The Board of Supervisors comes to mind. I heard Mary Rickard say something the other day. She's not even sure why they're being recalled. Are you freaking kidding me?
All she cares about is her cows. Don't you know that?
Unbelievable.
Her precious cows.
Unbelievable. So we have a guest. What do we got there?
Wayne, before we do that, we still have Jason on the line,
okay,
tied over from the last one. So I just wanted to go ahead and give
a big thank you.
And that was Jason Shepherd with Wimkin, WIMKIN, the free speech social media platform, and now with Wimkeed In, with the LinkedIn alternative for conservatives.
Very good.
I mean, really, that's what it seems to come down to. Is that about right, Jason?
It is, guys, and thank you so much. I just want to remind everyone that we are the only platform that actually fought the app stores, fought against PayPal, had to build our own processor this week, and we also have been fighting big tech on email, so we our password reset system now works. So,
are you hosting podcasts or videos over there, Jason?
We have a live streaming system, but it won't be on the WimkeedIn. There's just no need for that to be on the professional networking site. But real quick, I'm going to bridge both, so you can toggle in between sites and you can log into the new site with your Wimkin.
Okay,
that's
good.
Awesome. Nice.
Maybe send me an email or send Dave an email. He'll forward it to me, because we're going full Rogan here in the next few weeks or so on Mountaintop Media, and we want to pull in as many people into the equation as we can.
Great,
many
guys.
Platforms.
I appreciate it every time, and I don't mind it ran long because the topics were amazing. The show's very, very, very entertaining.
All right, we want to thank you again,
thanks,
Jason. We appreciate
good.
It.
Okay, sorry. Sorry about not to acknowledge him at the end there. We're just moving along right here. You get kind of caught up in what we're trying to do. So we do have a guest with us. This is Peter Tyshenko. And he's from Russia. Okay. And maybe you could give us a little background, Peter, on your, you know, how you got to America, where you're from, why you're here, and then we can start talking about, you know, maybe Bolshevism.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Is Mike's
hold
working?
Hold on, yeah. Hold on there,
the red
Peter.
One's not working.
Can the red one's.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have to. I'll have to fix it. Nobody else is moving, so we'll
right,
do that.
Somebody,
okay,
maybe.
Let's try that.
All right.
That's much better. Now
there
we can
go.
Hear it.
Much uh-huh. better.
All right, very so, good. So, go ahead, Peter.
Is it going on?
Yes, now you're
yeah,
good.
You're yeah.
Something is missing.
Here, yeah. Okay, so hold let's on. Try this. Let's try no, this. Let's, can you hear it? Is it coming up?
No, here.
It's coming and going.
Change cans with me. Let me have those.
We're having technical difficulties, people.
Like we said, the studio is falling apart.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah. This is better. You see, we haven't even started yet, and somebody's already sabotaging.
Well, just because I think someone's after me doesn't mean nobody's not after me.
Well, you have never lived in the Soviet regime, so you never know who might be after you. Those people usually go like nice citizens around you.
Yes, kind of like America today with a K.
So I'm talking about the former KGB and this
sure.
and that. So,
I'm talking about the FBI.
Until you know, but it's perfect. You know, FBI, CIA, it may be that as KGB was called the right hand of the Communist Party, FBI, CIA, they can easily be the right hand of the regime of the.
Sure.
Of the oppressive regime that we might be having here in the United States. So, answering your question, I was born in the Soviet Union, which doesn't exist anymore. And I was born in the city of Leningrad, which doesn't exist anymore. It's been renamed to the original St. Petersburg.
Hmm.
And the country I was born is currently Russia, Russian Federation. And all my life I lived, we never even thought that regime, Soviet regime would come to the end or collapse so quickly and unexpectedly. We were prepared to live like forever and die with that regime, but historical process is going its own way. So we never know what might happen. Everything is in God's hands, and we must be prepared for everything.
So with the collapse of the Soviet Union into the Russian Federation, did it get better or worse, do you think?
Well, economically, it certainly gets so worse that many people were actually working 8 hours a day in equivalent Russian ruble as a local currency. So rate exchange between United States dollar and Russian ruble was something like 600 to 1. Most people were millionaires in rubles, but equivalent was about $1 a day at best. At one point, sometime in the late 80s, I remember, for the sake of fun of it, to improve my English language a little bit, I worked for some missionaries from Utah, from Mormon Church, and they were so proud that they could pay me above average, and above average was 50 cents an hour.
Wow.
Above average from where?
Above average from hardworking people because of my ability to speak both languages.
I see. And did you learn that before you got here or after?
Well, everybody in Russia. So that was kind of that's probably part of the collapse of the whole regime because they gave us pretty good level of education for free.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As well as medical care and many other aspects which actually people liked and it extended the existence of the regime, but eventually it led to the collapse of it because people with education, they start asking questions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when the questions are not asked, they are looking for it.
I think it's kind of like in America, we got a free education, but it's more like indoctrination. You have to learn critical thinking and keep thinking for yourself in order to start thinking outside the box. And is it that true that, you know, it was an indoctrination that the state was good and all of that? Kind of like what we've got going here, and then the people started figuring out that it wasn't as utopian as they were being led to believe.
Well, they didn't. They didn't even have to call it indoctrination.
Right.
That was one and only party line.
The
Communist Party was single-party system. They didn't use this kind of complicated words and expressions like indoctrination. They told...
You're excused.
They told Soviet citizens that this is one and the only truth.
Right.
And those who don't understand that this truth is for you, the people, and if you don't want to accept it, then maybe you're not mentally quite adequate. There's a mental asylum is available. So only crazy people would disagree with the government.
Right. So, or you get to go to Siberia on a one-way ticket.
Oh, Siberia, yeah. Siberia was an option, but kind of a mild way to approach as people simply couldn't get a job. They were denied jobs or denied entry to high colleges, universities. They
then you would basically have a very impoverished existence. You would be poor.
Well, it's a mild thing. They put people to the level of a total nonsense, like they don't exist anymore. Because you have to have your passport. You have to be registered constantly, and they would constantly check where are you, where your residential address. Every policeman could have legal right to stop you in the street.
Check
and they say, yeah, papier bitte, like... sorry, my German.
Yeah, no, yeah.
yes, and check who you really are and why you're not working, for instance, because work was mandatory. And it was just, nonsense. Those who have never lived under these conditions, it will take me some time to explain, because maybe some people should... Well, if we're coming back, say, to the education, education.
Sure.
I would say that education in the United States, like in terms of history, virtually non-existent. What I hear around is as if Soviet regime started with the cruel Stalin.
Right.
No, it didn't. Stalin started way earlier, and nobody ever.
You think it was before the revolution?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Nicholas and going back.
Yes.
Farther.
Yes. There was a catalyst, of course, World War I, that helped Bolsheviks to take over.
Bolsheviks were out of the Ukraine, right? I mean, no.
I would like to live a little longer, so I won't go into this detail.
Okay.
no, they were not from Ukraine. Many of them were from Ukraine. Many were from other countries. It was Soviet Empire. It was not Soviet Union. Other countries were surrounding. It was Finland in the north, many stans in the south, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Ukraine was part of the Russian Empire. Ukraine literally means outskirts, like side of the empire, Ukraine. So it has always been incorporated part of the Russian Empire with the agricultural kind of preferences. And the Bolsheviks took advantage of the situation. The word Bolshevik means Bolshe means more, and the opposite fraction was Mensheviks, which literally means less. So Bolsheviks have never been in the majority, but they found ways, like maybe the same trends are going in the politics in the United States right now. When they need a majority, they may use different electronic methods. They may use, like Stalin at one point said, it's not as important who votes.
Yeah,
important
who counts.
Who counts.
Exactly. Well, let's go back, though. I want to talk about the Bolsheviks and the takeover of Lenin. Now, he said if I had 100 good people, he could take over the country. And he implemented the platforms of the Communist Manifesto with from Marx and Engels and all those guys coming in. So, you know, when he took over the country, one of the platforms is a central bank. I actually have a quote here from Lenin. I was doing some research this morning. And it says the establishment of a central bank is 90% of communizing a nation. So maybe you can tell me how did they really, if you know, how did they really take over from the emperor and they killed them all, obviously. But what was the movement that they came through and took over everything with? The people were behind them?
They simply were, they were very well organized and very well financed. And unfortunately, I have to admit that most of them were not really Russians. Say like Lenin, Trotsky, Zinoviev, Kamenev, Stalin. Stalin was not Russian. Stalin was born Georgian. Modern-day Georgia. He died. He was still speaking Russian with a heavy accent. He was recruited by the Bolsheviks as a right hand of the gangs who were contributing to the coffers of the Bolshevik party by robbing banks and trains and ships, and he was very good at that. So he was promoted. However, otherwise, his only education was about 1 year of the Russian Orthodox monastery, where he learned to speak and write some Russian language.
Do you see any correlations now with that and what's happening in America?
Of course. Yeah. It's a historical process. United States is a country of immigrants, and it's been accepting immigrants in millions. And in some cases, those immigrants are coming desperate, and they're happy to settle down in the new country, and they are happy to work and support the Constitution of the United States. And I would say that majority willingly would stand and put their life on the line if this country is attacked from the outside. But the major problem with this country is that nobody, first of all, wants to attack it from the outside.
It's the inside.
And it is impossible, actually, to attack this country from the outside.
Right.
It is very well geographically positioned itself and very well armed. So it would be a suicidal. But the inside, all the enemies from the foreign and domestic, I'm talking the dangers coming from enemies domestic, mm-hmm. which are unidentifiable. This is, in other words, would be called the fifth column, which is unknown to any citizen in the United States, except very few selected. Maybe FBI, maybe National Security, maybe Homeland Security, maybe CIA.
Well, we have our ideas. You know, there's the body in Basel, that wanted, create a world government. There's the bankers involved. You got the Rothschilds. You got a bunch of different...
Well, even on the lower levels, the things that impact the normal day-to-day, you have your teachers' unions. You have the labor unions. You have these places that it was testified under oath during the Anti-American Activities Commission, to where they testified under oath at that point in time. There was about 3,000 teachers union members, and about 1,000 of them were Communist Party members.
Well, infiltrated, but there's the structure, but we're also talking about the hierarchy of who's running it, because you can have the soldiers all over the place, but I think we were kind of referencing, who's actually running it, who's the head of the snake, basically.
Well, if I knew, I have a little sword. But even if I knew, I don't know if I'm ready to die. It's not a joke.
No, I'm not.
It's not a joke, seriously.
I'm not suggesting it's funny. I'm suggesting it's very serious. I'm suggesting that, there are unseen hands behind the scenes running everything.
Exactly.
And we need to know who they are in order to do something about them. Because they'll just keep coming back if we don't discuss. Lord Acton said the supreme war that would of the ages was going to be between the people and the bankers. I always go to the bankers because the central bankers, they're the money end of the thing. They're the ones that buy everybody. They're the ones that, just on this debt that they're talking about right now, this $3.5 trillion. Where do you get $3.5 trillion if you're not counterfeiting it? So that is the basis of their power grab. That's why Lenin said that 90% of communism would be implemented through a central bank, because once you get a central bank that has a monopoly on credit and a monopoly on the currency, then you can start to give money to the people that you want that are going to implement your bidding.
Well, to that point, just real quick, I have something to throw in there that's relevant as of July 20th and moving past that even now with MasterCard. So Gates-funded program to begin test on biometric ID verification records in Africa, the Biometric Digital Identity Program Trust Stamp, which claims to evolve as you evolve, is to be introduced into low-income remote communities in West Africa as part of a partnership between Bill Gates-supported Gavi Vaccine Alliance and MasterCard, the same MasterCard that now is coming out with a card that tracks your carbon emissions and will shut it off automatically once you go above carbon neutral or to whatever they end up specifying. So you want to talk about censorship and control, and with what they're planning right now and what they're implementing into place, we already saw people getting banned off social media by a private company. How soon is it until MasterCard says, we're banning this person because they don't politically align with us, just like what you're talking about?
Easily. But we are mixing here some kind of a pressure, financial pressure, which can easily be put on any citizen. And the United States doesn't have to go into counterfeiting. As long as it's sitting on the printing press, legal right to print, unlimited amount.
So that is counterfeiting.
This is totally they are unaccountable.
Right.
We, the people, they are supposed to work for us, with the people, by the people, and for the people. Mm-hmm. They have turned the table the way that now they make us work for them. And we are now accountable for them. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Are we vaccinated or not? If we are putting a mask or not, or two masks, or three, whatever they say. Mm-hmm. Give me a break. I just wonder, where is our representatives? Where are the people in the United States? Even in Russia, if something like that would happen, that a president of the United States have been denied access to the Twitter by some...
And Facebook,
I mean, excuse me, by some bunch of corporate jerks who monopolized the whole system. Give me a break.
And the White House actually themselves say that they're help curating information.
And it goes like it is a normal act? Give me a break. They say, they are private corporation. Yes, they are private corporation. But if they took over this country already, 90%, if not more, of the media controlled by them.
Yes.
So what do we have left? If they control... I'm not going a little deeper into the details, which I know, but maybe we'll leave it for later. If I survive this interview, I'll tell you a little bit details, actually, where it's coming from, who is in charge of it, and how it works. The same way it works in Russia, the same way it worked in many other countries. And these people are, you can never, they are among us every day. You can never think that they're so cruel. But what just happened, I can't tell you just what happened to me and my my friend, my female friend, right here at the Cascade Theater a few days ago. She, I'm not talking about myself, I was just ashamed for these people. I'm really worried about this lady. She's been with the Reading Symphony League, supporting it with her personal money. Mm-hmm. And suddenly we came, and there is a cordon standing in front, show us your vaccination passport. Say, what? We've got our mask just in case. No, you must be fully vaccinated to enter. Say, where? Who said? Governor Newsom said so. Say, so the government Newsom, now the president of the United States, he jumped over the constitutional rights of the United States citizen. I say, okay, if he did it, show me the law. Who signed it? Where was it printed? If it is the law of the land, just print it, publish it. No, he told us. Okay, and then who you are? Oh, I'm the manager of it, and you, I'm the big boss, 6 foot tall, like a. The only difference that he didn't carry a German Schmeisser machine pistol, otherwise he acted like the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, guys, what's happening here? And there is a crowd, peaceful crowd of a sheepish American citizen,
mm-hmm,
walking by, waving. We are good citizens. We have our passport. I say, what? If you surrender to this minor issue, this is just a precursor to the takeover. If the takeover hasn't already happened, we may just don't know about it.
I don't think it has happened completely from the aspect that we still have a lot of people that have guns that won't give in and will not and will not let them be taken away. And
don't make me laugh.
Well, it depends on what your position
is. It's not about the position. It's about do you have anybody, say, in the FBI or even in the law enforcement? If the law enforcement now on the position either to support the government or support the citizens, law enforcement has already abandoned their motto of defend and protect.
There's a lot more citizens than there are those guys, and a lot of those are ex-police, military, and everybody else. So it's not like the odds and the numbers are in their favor. And
maybe it is not like it is in Australia, when they made them surrender all their weapons, and now they're treating them like a bunch of horses.
They have no way to fight back.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
What I want to say, that violence should be the last resort.
Absolutely.
Nobody wants to go back to the
Nobody wants to do do that. And I think that our Constitution was set up so that we could take our government back with all these checks and balances.
Well, we should use our constitutional right. The Constitution specifies that if we are not happy, dissatisfied with our government, we have a right.
Well, that's why we've been doing the recall here locally, because all government, all politics are local. That's why we are getting control of our local boards of supervisors, and that's just the start of it.
Well, I want to go back to your story with the symphony. Did you guys end up be allowed in?
No, never. I called to everybody who I have known before there, and she literally begged. She was crying.
I bet she was.
And she buy her abonnement, you know, like a year ahead of time. For every concert, every symphony, and that was, and no, she was denied.
Well, it's just like in Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
I mean, the people didn't, you know, a lot of people went along with it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Nazi Germany is one part. The same happened in the Soviet Union.
In all of them. China, right. Soviet Union,
Papier bitte, if you don't go with the flow, they tell you, then you lose your right.
This is the 1930s prior to Nazi Germany.
Absolutely.
We got to go to a break.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in and have a question for our guests, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Having football down to a science starts with having sleep down to a science. Because the better you sleep, the better you show up on game day. That's why NFL players rely on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It senses their movement and automatically adjusts to keep them effortlessly comfortable. And it tracks vital sleep metrics like average heart rate and average breath rate, so they know exactly how well they slept. It tackles the science. All they have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The Stillwater Powwow has returned both to the public and to tribal land, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. See the return of beautiful dancers to fill up powerful drummers and celebrate our people's culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 1st through the 3rd, at the Wind River Resort and Casino with free admission. For information, call 530-242-4558 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by Chicken Ranch Rancheria, the Potter Family, and this station.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Mm-hmm.
Little Stevie Wonder there. makes you wonder.
Yeah, we're wondering, all right.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we are way in the la-la land. We, you know, but I think that everybody's starting to come to the realization, and it's a scary realization. And that's the problem. That's why people, a lot of people are not accepting it, is, and they would rather, you know, stick their head in the sand, because if you got to wake up and go, hey, we got a real problem here that we're being infiltrated, and people are trying to take over our government, whether they're socialists or communists or central bankers or, you know, World Health Organizations or the climate control people, take your pick. It doesn't really matter who's trying to do it as much as the fact is that they were doing it and they're using this virus. And the fact that this virus comes out of a laboratory in China, you know, that has been proven that Fauci funded, that, and Fauci's the guy that's implementing all the crap, at the, federal level, and they're using this as a way, you know, with the vaccine passports and the vaccines to take over every aspect of our life. If you're not kind of waking up here a little bit, I don't think you're paying much attention. So let's get back to our guest. We have a question for him.
It came through the chat room. Was what is your prediction for the survival of the U.S. with what's going on? What you have seen, you know, from your experience from Russia to here, where it's headed. What is your prediction?
I don't want to scare United States citizens, but nothing good is coming. Seriously. Just be prepared. That doesn't mean that you should dig a bunker or collect your food for the rest of your life. But it's a kind of a historical process. The people who immigrated to this country for the last, say, maybe 100, 150 years, many of them, unfortunately, irreversibly fall under the virus of the 1830s of Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels, and later adopted the Bolshevik ideology of Comrade Lenin. And unfortunately, it has been part of the genetical material. It's difficult for them to change it. However, they even try themselves. I don't want to make any negative comparisons, I don't want to specify whom I'm talking about.
Could you give me just a little insight on, and we're talking economics, and, you know, the economics are pure failure in almost every communist country unless they figure out some way to implement some kind of a capitalism, because goods and services just go, you know, they just tank. Nobody's got anything.
Well, economics, it's a natural part of every society. When people want to make money, want to live a decent life, they go work.
It's underground, I mean, that's the black market.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what they are trying to create, because for them, it's much easier to catch fish in muddy waters. When there is black market, then they are ahead of every economy on the white horse. I told you I lived there, and in my time in the Soviet Union, it was not so important to get a good job, because most of the jobs, the difference in salaries were maybe just a couple hundred monthly. But the most lucrative was to get a job where you don't have to go to the...
To the job.
Yes.
Yes, where you actually have a job. So
yes.
You have a front,
so that,
a front to say that I'm working.
Yes.
But in the meantime,
in
you're
the
in the
meantime,
back.
In the meantime, I'm doing my own business.
Right.
And I'm making 10 times more money a day than working for the government.
Yeah, selling jeans
but the
or
government,
whatever it is.
The government considered it undermining the Soviet regime. So it was not allowed. And there was the whole army of KGB and police officers were hunting people who tried to work on the ground and support themselves and their families. Well, and they caught them, they confiscate everything they make, and they put them to hard labor camps.
This reminds me a scary amount of the bill that they're putting forward right now to track any $600 going in or out of your bank account. $600 isn't even enough to feed your family for a month right now. And so when you start seeing that they're going to be tracking this on any of these banks, aside from your local community banks, and if they're going to be tracking $600 coming in and going out, and we're also seeing inflation, I'm seeing multiple reports of businesses firsthand to where they are saying that they have contracts is the only reason why they've been selling the products, and we haven't seen massive amounts of inflation. But they said be prepared within the next 5 to 9 months that we will see 40% inflation across the board on our food products.
They do it in the banking system. They do, you know, the banking system. You know what does Fed means?
Mm-hmm.
Fed means. You know, many people might think it's something federal, something government. No. Mm-hmm. It is a bunch of corrupt private banks, the same people who are actually operating all this mass media businesses.
I'm going to be doing an expose on Mountaintop Media tomorrow on the banks and, you know, how it's formed, and it's a private corporation and hybrid conjecture with the government. And that's something to talk about for sure, because there is a structure there. And they are. It's a criminal organization at this point, if you ask me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question.
Absolutely. I just don't understand how do American people tolerate this. How do they get it?
You have to have an honest money system in order to be free. That's why the Constitution is gold and silver only, because it can't be counterfeited. But, I want to go back to Alexander Solzhenitsyn and talk about him a little bit, because, you know, he said that I was reading a quote, and I don't have it in front of me, the other day, about the way to combat this is to not live the lies, but to live the truths. In other words, the people that are speaking out against it, is the only way to combat them is to wake everybody up to the point, kind of like what we're doing now. Because if you live the lie of, for example, the vaccines, the vaccines and the virus, you know, they're killing everybody. No, they're not. And you got to get vaccines to avoid getting the virus. No, you don't. And so a lot of people are living the lie as opposed to trying to discover the truth, which is the way through.
But isn't that the way through everything is the truth?
Well, it was said many thousand years ago, there is nothing new under the sun.
It's true.
All new is just well forgotten old. So what's happening now, it was said that you should seek the truth, for the truth will set us free.
Free, yes.
And I personally, if you ask my opinion, I divide people by those who don't know the truth. They're ignorant, undereducated. They can be excused. They can be opened. Their eyes could be opened if they're still looking for the truth. They can be excused. And other group of people, those who know that they are doing wrong, and they keep on doing it because it's beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. King Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun, and Jesus Christ said the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
And these guys are not godly people at all. The Bolsheviks hated Christians.
Bolsheviks hated not just Christians.
Well,
they hated
everybody.
any kind of religion.
Yeah.
And Judaism,
yes.
And Islam and Buddhism, because they were competitors against Marxist-Leninist ideology.
Because they want the state to be the higher power. If you believe that you are responsible or accountable to God, for example, and you have to live a good life and follow the Ten Commandments, or even the Golden Rule, doing to others as you would have them doing to you, that's not compatible with the state telling you everything to do. If the state tells you to go out and shoot people and put them in the ditch, you know, you need to do that in order to comply with that. Because if you say, hey, I can't do that, that's against my principles of religion, then the state no longer can use you as their tool. And I think that's the big difference. They want everybody to see the state as God, as opposed to a higher form of an entity.
Soviet people were not given even this option, like it was in the good old times of a Roman Empire, when you have to give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. In Soviet regime, you give to the Caesar what is Caesar's, and you give to Caesar what is God's.
Yeah, I always like that quote, and I'll tell you why. Because if you go back to the quote, and it's usually in the context of people say, render under Caesar's, you know, what is Caesar's, and they're usually talking about paying the tax. But you have to read the full thing. It says, Jesus sensed their treachery. They were trying to trick him into saying that he didn't pay the tax, because then he would have committed a crime, and now he's punishable by death. And what he said was, render under Caesar's what is Caesar's, render under God's what is God's. And in this country, we don't have any Caesars. We are sovereign citizens. So we don't have a Caesar to render unto except to ourselves. We are control. We are the Caesar. So it's really taken out of context from the fact that you know, God said also, if we're going to go into Christian fundamental tenets, never let yourselves be enslaved again. When the children went out of Israel, he said, hey, this is it. Don't look to a king. You know, and the first time in the history of the world, America was created on principles of Christianity and Judeo-Christian values. And it said, you know, we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, not endowed by the government. And the government was to be controlled. We were to bind them down with the chains of a constitution for a reason. Because if you get all of your rights from government, then government can take all your rights away, as opposed to the only one that can take your rights away if they come from God. Is God. And that was the fundamental principle that they set the whole government up on, so we couldn't lose our rights to people that we were supposed to recognize as being our superiors.
Well, but on the other hand, I still refuse to understand why so many people are finding excuses.
Because it's scary. It's frightening.
Well, but fear, you know, that's all we have. Fear itself. That's what we fear.
Well, fear is the extortionist tool. That's what every regime takeover uses in order to take over.
How do you propose, you know, to fight people's fear? You for instance, you are talking, yes, you are a good speaker, yes, I totally agree with you, but what's happening in the real life, people, instead of standing up and telling openly and honestly, very few people can probably do it, but that we, the people, we hire you. We pay you salary. Not you. You are not. Right. We have rights, and you try to turn rights into privileges.
Well, Gerald Celente said, and then I'll let you go here, Dave. Gerald Celente said, "It was when people lose everything, they lose it." And sometimes in history, what has to happen is it has to get rough and ugly, so you understand. You have to get your nose rubbed in it sometimes hard enough to where you go, I get it. And I think that's the process that we're kind of going through right now, is that a lot of people, they're getting paid off. They're getting bought off by the government. They got their medical benefits. They work for the government. You know, they got their retirements. But all of that is starting to disintegrate even now, because if you keep printing the money out of thin air and supporting all of this, at some point in time, a loaf of bread is $50 and everybody's suffering and it doesn't matter who you're working for.
Well, it's a... Currently, if coming kind of a step back to ask me about $600, yeah, you brought it up. So they make a limit. When they make a limit, believe me, there is something is coming. Something is coming. There could be, it's hard to say. They have a few options to extract money from citizens' pockets. How will they do it? Hard to say. But if this will be done very quickly and very soon, there's the reason that those who want to take their money out of investment banks or this and that, so that once you have it in cash, they're out of government control. They want to keep as much as possible of your investments under government control, because if it comes to the point when suddenly the monetary system will be changed, yes, overnight, or they may give you 3 days to exchange the current to the new currency, then most people are losers.
Well, that's why the gold and silver aspect of financial survival is so important. And most people do not understand why. To look at it, it's like an archaic, shiny rock, when the real deal is you can get it out of the banking system, you can bury it in a coffee can in your backyard, you can put it someplace where nobody knows where it's at, as opposed to cash. And even holding cash, as they're devaluing the cash you're holding, they're stealing it right out from your hands without even touching it, because if you're holding $100 and they print another $100, your $100 is only worth 50 now. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to have an understanding of real assets, hard assets that are traded worldwide, that never lose their value completely. And most people don't understand why. Now, we go to the cryptocurrency, and there was a little bit of chatter in the chat room about it, is that it's not controlled, but the government is running on digital currency right now. They're not printing money. They're just typing it into the computer, and it's going out through the banking system. There is the M2 money supply that they increase, which is the actual cash. But that's not the...
But the interesting thing about that, too, is so the M1 money supply was the amount of cash that people had in their bank accounts. Now,
right,
at the beginning of the pandemic, just a little bit into it, they ended up saying that you can use your savings reserves and otherwise at the same time with no penalty. So it's like you go to the bank right now and you go, hey, I want to open an account. Do you want to open a checking or a savings? And you're like, well, what's the difference? Well, good point, because there is no difference right
no.
now. And so that's why we see these influxes of cash in addition to the spending that they're doing. So the M1 money stock at that point was at $3.8 trillion, was the highest it ever
was.
Well, you're
seeing a big, huge movement. you know, somewhat into gold and silver, but a lot of into cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum, because it's not controlled by the government or the Fed.
It's decentralized.
It's decentralized.
There's a big difference between it.
But it's not intrinsic either. It has a value because you're taking and putting it into a place where the government's not controlling it.
The other problem that most people don't understand is a lot of people have it just on these platforms, and these platforms are the ones that actually control it. It's like how you have a lot of these stocks to where you buy the stock. Well, you don't actually have the stock. You don't have anything. It's like when you buy silver shares and you end up getting into that. You don't own the silver.
No, you actually own a piece of paper that says they can pay you in dollars.
It's like exactly like pyramid scam.
Yes.
They're selling us air, and then we have to pay money.
You have to take possession if you're going to go gold and silver or anything like that. And it's a con game because, you know, if you're leaving your money into the banks, you know, you are primed to lose everything, because under the Dodd-Frank Act, they can just freeze your accounts, just like they've done in Cyprus, and they've done it in Venezuela. They just freeze your accounts, and then you can't get to them. The bank goes under, and then under the law, you own stock in a failed bank, which is worthless, so they just confiscated all your money, even though it's just digital entries. But there was a guy in Cyprus who had $1 million who was retired, and he lost everything overnight, and he had to go back to work at like 65 years old because he'd lost his entire savings in that bank.
Well, and this is the thing that we see. What we see moving forwards, everyone is going to have to face fear in this. Everyone, irregardless of party. Because as this moves forwards, it doesn't matter what your political opinions, right or left, you will suffer under this regime.
Right, absolutely. And the thing is, it's just like in a battle. You got to have battle-hardened troops. You know, the first guys that go into the battle, some of them get killed, some of them make it through, and some of them that make it through start to get a little mean and battle-hardened to where they're ready to fight. And I think we might be seeing a little bit of that in some point.
Well, the people that battle the most are the ones that are fearful but will still stand up and still do the right thing, in my opinion.
And it
takes a lot for somebody, no matter how much you fear something, you stand up because you know it's right.
You have to
hold the line. You have to do it.
This moms is, for their kids.
Whatever it is. This is your liberty. This is your freedom. You have to do it.
And it's not necessarily a physical fight that we're talking
about.
And
it's not a bad thing to be fearful to a certain degree.
Remember this. You have two options to how you face fear. Face everything and rise, and forget everything and run. Those are your two options. And if you forget everything and run, it will find you. If you face everything and rise and you do not accept what they're telling you and you do not go along, you look back to the examples of the 1930s. You ask these people, what compelled you to be so brave? It wasn't bravery. It was just
necessity. Not
going along with evil.
It was necessity. Yeah. And you said something very, very, I thought was very profound when you said prepare. When you see it coming, you have to be prepared to not be victimized by it as little as possible. I think that's the key.
Be prepared morally. It's people. We are human beings. We are capable of surviving in very, very complicated situations. Just be prepared that this kind of a sweet paradise, what the modern day Democratic Party trying or already established for the United States and is looking forward to, will not last long.
No, this I think we're starting to see the warning lights flashing even now. They're talking about the supply lines that are being disrupted for food and goods and so forth. You know, this
shipping is evergreen.
It's not evergreen. It's ever something. It's not green.
Anyway, not to change the subject totally, but we do have a caller on the line. We've got Corey, and he's been on hold for a while, and he's got some updates for us. And I'm sorry, Corey, you had to be on hold for so long, but there was a lot going on here, a lot of information we wanted to get out. So good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate it. I just got a quick field report, decided to come down. There was a clinic for vaccinating 12-year-olds over at City Hall on Friday. So we decided to go there and cover the event. It started at 11 a.m. and is going till 2 p.m. So we get there. We're there as the press, and the PIO did not cooperate with our press duties. She really didn't know anything. The questions that we were asking her, very basic, But she kept directing our questions to the website, CDC, FDA, yada, yada, and she refused to give us the fact sheets. That's what we were there for. We wanted to see if the fact sheets were being handed out. So we had multiple encounters with the police department. They were great towards us, very, very professional, so we respected that. We ended up getting the fact sheet ourselves, going out looking for the restroom, and we got the fact sheet at the clinic. They were at the back of the room, and we had to really try to get it. So we noticed that many people that were receiving this shot were not getting the fact sheet. They didn't even know what the fact sheet was. They didn't even know what informed consent was.
Wow.
So this is very serious issues that we have going on here.
I wasn't laughing at you, Corey. I was looking at the chat room, and Lydia's on there, who is a friend of mine I went to high school with, who is Russian. Her last name is Shevchuk. And she says years ago on her visit to Sochi, she said that they all pretended they were working, and they were, and the government was pretending that they were paying them.
Sorry. Back to you, Corey. Just for the listeners out there, you said a POI was there?
The PIO, Public Information
Officer. Yeah, I just wanted you to clarify that for the people because a lot of the listeners wouldn't pick up on that.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so back to the fact sheet. The fact sheet is sandwiched with two sheets of V-Safe, and it's in colored print. What is V-Safe? V-Safe is a smartphone app that the recipient of the vaccine registers on, posts updates, and reports side effects. So there's a complete distraction of the individual not going to VAERS, which is the system that is used to show the safe and effectiveness.
So what they don't want is you reporting any adverse reactions. They're just tracking it.
Exactly. And so VSafe is ran by CDC. So the data is still going to go to CDC, but CDC is going to be controlling that data from even going to VAERS. So this is a very serious issue that was really exposed on Friday. So there's no link. So just really keep in mind, VSafe has no link to VAERS.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's just unbelievable. Yeah. And you know what that does, Corey, is it just tells me that these people are so out of control that if you're obeying anything that they are mandating to do, I think you just got you got something wrong with
you. Well, then again, it's just a mandate. It's not law. They can't
make
it. Yeah, you know. Yeah. I just want to put that
the
out there.
People that are complying.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And, Corey, real quick, I actually have a request of you. I had this coming in this morning, and I only had about 5 to 10 minutes to research and fact check, but from what I did, it appeared to be a legitimate doctor and somebody who had quite a bit of experience of looking at things underneath a microscope. Her name is Carrie Madjay. It's C-A-R-R-I-E-M-A-D-E-J. And I know with how you are on the front of all of this with the vaccine stuff, I'd like you to do a little bit of research on that over this next week and see if you can gather any more information about some of her claims, because I don't think a person that has 11 to 20 years of experience under her belt as a medical professional would throw that all away on stupid claims. But...
Well, we got to hurry up and wrap this up, and we got 4 minutes, and we do have a guest here that we would actually like to thank for coming on. So, have you got anything else, Corey, before we move on?
Yeah, I wanted to let you guys know that we did go there because we were expecting children to be shot with this bioweapon, and so we wanted to get anything documented that we might have seen. We didn't want to regret not being there, and so fortunately, we did not witness any children getting
shot. That's my next question.
Good.
Yeah, and so that was really comforting, but we do know that the enemy, you know, Newsom, he's going to keep pushing harder and harder, and the way that I look at it is I'm expecting to see some authorities going door-to-door
We're down to 2 minutes, Corey, yeah. So we got to let you go.
Thanks for calling in, right. And maybe next time we can do it a little bit earlier and plan it out a bit so you can get more of your information out.
And we'd like to thank our guest, Peter Tyshenko. It's a very interesting conversation. I'd like to have more conversations with you because I think that you have a very unique perspective of the situation, and I think it's very valid and interesting.
I appreciate your ability to pronounce my full name. That's amazing. You're the first one, and in this country. And if I might say, just if I would like to say hi and words of encouragement to Miss Shirley Spade, who was denied entrance to the Cascade Theater for the Symphony Court concert, simply because she refused to abide by the tyrannical law.
Good.
And she didn't bring her vaccination card. And stay strong. And
yes, stay strong. Yes. You have a lot of support on it.
You know, as Greg Hunter says on USA Watchdog, fear not. And that's really where we need to go. You need to fear not.
And I want to say thank you again, Peter, for coming in. We really enjoyed it.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime. Always at your service.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Wow, we're at the end of the show. Boy, it goes by so quick. You know, we always scramble to get all of this information into and pack it into a two-hour show. And then tomorrow we have a podcast as well. So that's kind of letting a little bit of steam off the valve. But it's pretty tough. And then, you know, to try to get as many things as we want on the table because we're trying to, you know.
Well, they're going to cut us off.
I know. It's incredible. It just really is. I want to thank everybody on the show. And as always, you're born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, not eloquence in his sports. And Forsyth fires the inner servant of fearful master.
And all gun control is racist.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. See you next week, folks.
I am just a simple man working with my hands.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.